I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Humanity Standard Podcast with your host, Sydney Standard. I want to give a special shout out to all my amazing patrons on Patreon. If you like the work that I'm doing and you want to support me, you can find me on patreon.com/Sydney Standard, which I will have linked in the show notes. And today I really want to talk about just authenticity, because I've been on this pretty crazy journey and I know I'm not alone in that. We are all on a journey. We're constantly trying to figure out who we are, what we like, where we're going, and how that is unique to us and not to everybody else in the world. Authenticity is your superpower. And I think it can be so easy to get lost in the sea of everybody else because certain things are socially acceptable, whether that is ways of being or career paths or anything like that. And you really have to forge your own path if you want to create a life that you truly love. And, you know, I don't have it all figured out. I'm 25. I'm going to be 26 later on in the year. And it's been quite the journey because I haven't gone the traditional path. I went to college and graduated by the time I was 21, going on 22. So in that respect, I kind of had a quote-unquote traditional path. But ever since then, I haven't had one. And from so many people around me, I've just been given shit because, oh, you should be doing this, Sydney. You should be doing that, Sydney. Blah, 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 blah. You went to college, so you're supposed to have this career path all laid out for you. And to be honest, it just never felt right to me. I went to college because I definitely wanted to go, but I always knew that that wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do. And by that, I mean, I knew going into corporate America wasn't something I wanted to do. When I was a junior, my junior summer, I did an internship at a corporation and I absolutely hated it. This was for one summer and I was working in the marketing department, and I just remember being so incredibly unhappy when I would leave for work in the morning. And one of the things I would look forward to was leaving at the end of the day, as well as taking my lunch break. And that's really no way to live your life. And yet, I think it's become socially acceptable to just do this, right? To go to work and just get a paycheck and live your life in that way. And it's so incredibly depressing to think that you were born to just be a cog in the machine. And I know for a fact, I was not born to do that. You were not born to do that. And it's time that we really strike out against this prescribed path that society has for us, because it's clearly not working. I mean, think about all the people who are depressed, who are unhealthy, who are in relationships that they don't necessarily want to be in, but they feel that they have to be in. This is what this whole prescribed path results in. When people are doing things that aren't authentic to themselves, they end up in a situation that they don't want to be in. If you are not doing something that you truly want to do, you are more likely to have bad habits to help you cope with the fact that you're not living the life that you want to live. And I realized for myself, a lot of the habits that I had were because of that. So I used to be a person who would smoke weed every single day, multiple times a day, just so I could get through the day. And that's really no way to live your life. I was in a perpetual haze. Why? Because I didn't like my life. I felt like in order for me to like my life, I had to be in a haze. I had to feel as though Yeah, like I need to be high. I need to have some sort of sensation. And I know I'm not alone in that. I also used to hang out with people that I didn't really like that much. And not that they were bad people or anything like that. I almost was obligating myself to hanging out with these people because I knew them, because it was out of convenience. And a lot of times when I was around these people, I felt extremely alone. And it's never a good thing to be around people and to feel more alone. That is a signal that you're probably not around the right people. And I wouldn't even say probably, you're not around the right people. And it doesn't matter how long you've known these people or what you've been through. My mom always said this to me growing up. They're either in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And you don't necessarily know at that point in time what the case is, but over time, the more you get to know yourself, the more you sift through whatever your past, you know, childhood wounds are, the more you can understand where these people fit in your life, because you now understand where you fit in your own life. So I started reading this book this morning, and so I wake up at 5 in the morning, I do a 15-minute meditation, I say my affirmations for 10 to 12 minutes, and then I started a new thing yesterday whereby I actually write out two separate statements on a piece of paper over and over and over until I get to the end of the page, and then I read a book. Not a whole book, obviously, but I read a little bit of the book and I find it to be really useful. I started reading a new book today, and that book is called How to Take Charge of Your Life by Mildred Newman and Bernard Berkowitz. So I've read this book before and I find it to be very interesting. And I think you always read books at a time when you really need to read them. So I think that's really important to note, because there are multiple books that I have read on countless bases, but they really hit differently at different times because I'm in a different headspace. And because I've been doing so much work on myself internally, I think now is the time for me to reread this book again. And that's why I picked it up. So I really want to read an excerpt from this book because I just think it's important to the topic at hand. So it says, "To try hard against your own not wanting is to spin your wheels. It's like driving with the parking brake on. If you say, 'I want, but I can't,' you are not saying, 'I want.' You are saying, 'I can't want.' You are not allowing yourself to want what you can. It may be that you have talked yourself into trying to want just those things which will please others. Forget it. But to do that, you have to know who you are. That's asking a lot, but you deserve it. You deserve a life that is tailor-made for you. You deserve what is yours uniquely, specially, and personally for you. There is no way you can have this tailor-made existence unless you know your own dimensions, unless you know just who you are and exactly what you want to be." And I think we're all constantly figuring out who we are. I don't think it's ever a moment where you're like, "Eureka, I know exactly who I am now." I think in a sense, you know what you really like to do, whether those things are, "I really like to ski," or "I really like to run," or "I really like to dance," or "I really like to write." But in terms of figuring out your entire being, I think it's a constant learning process. And when you have new experiences, you learn new things about yourself. So to feel like you need to have that one moment where you know exactly who you are is just not true. I think when you have a really good handle on making decisions for yourself and being comfortable and confident in those decisions, even if you get them wrong, I think that is the more important thing for everybody to strive for. And this book really goes on to say that a lot of people have multiple people living in their head. They may live on the other side of the world from their family members or anybody who had a significant impact on their life, and yet they have that person living rent-free in their head because they haven't really gotten over, you know, this person and how they live their life and how they've possibly been forcing that individual to constantly think about what they think about the decisions that they're making. And we're all doing that in a lot of ways. And I think we can extrapolate that to really include the social dynamics of our society. So society tells us that we have to live our lives in a certain way. If we look a certain way, if we went to certain colleges, anything, right? There's always something that society is impressing upon our subconscious that is dictating in a lot of ways how we live our lives. And the earlier that we can really recognize that there is a voice out there that is silently, but not so silently, guiding many of our decisions, and we can recognize that our unique voice is different from that, the happier that I believe society will be. It was a hard and long, arduous process for me to really distinguish what is my voice versus what is that societal voice. And I think we don't really give people the tools to be able to recognize what that voice is. I know for myself, I really went through a lot of different things. I went through religion, I went through, you know, self-help gurus and other things. And I ultimately found that the best way for me to really connect with myself is for me to quiet my mind through meditation, to be in nature, to journal, because that's when things come up that you're not necessarily planning for. If you tune out of the news, out of Hollywood, out of a lot of the music that has just, not all music obviously has negativity in it, but I would say a lot of the music today that's popular on the radio does have some sort of negative bias, or it's a bias for making you think a certain way about things, whether that's always thinking about sex or partying or anything like that. And people really get into the habit of doing these actions, and I don't think a lot of people realize why they're doing the things that they're doing. And even when I think about when I used to smoke weed all the time, part of that was because of the fact that I was around people when I was in high school, mostly the end of high school, who smoked, and I kind of just took it up. And then when I went to college, you know, I obviously attracted people who did the same thing, but in the music I was listening to, it was glorifying it. And just a lot of the content that I was consuming, it was also glorifying it, as well as partying in general. So I think we have to be more conscious in terms of what decisions we make with the content that we consume. And when we start to do that, you will see that your life will change. If you're listening to positive things, you are going to be a much more positive person versus if you're listening to negative things. It's just how it's going to be. I think a lot of people really want to divorce this idea that you can listen to something and it's not going to have an effect on you, but that's just not true. If you're constantly listening to a specific mantra or anything, that is going to have a profound effect on your subconscious. But like I said, you have to be consciously choosing what you want to impress upon your subconscious mind. Because if you don't, then others will be in charge in impressing things on your subconscious mind. And like I already stated, much of what we see in society is negative. That's why people are so attuned to negative things going wrong in their lives. But what if people were on a different wavelength? What if people thought, rather than they're in a bad situation and they don't know what's going to happen, they can think something good is going to come out of this situation. And if that is your mantra all the time, imagine all the good that is going to come out of what looks like a seemingly bad situation. It's very important to know yourself and to realize your own unique power. We are amazing beings. Humans create their own reality, okay? We're not the animals like the rest of the animals in the world that pretty much just live in specific habitats. We create the habitats that best suit us. And so many people succumb to their circumstances and they're just like, you know what? It is what it is. This sucks. This is just how life is. But the reason they think that is because of what has been impressed upon their subconscious mind. We need to fight back. We have to decide what is for us. Who am I? What do I like? What do I enjoy? If I really like this thing, I can make a career out of it. I don't have to be in a career that I dislike or be in a relationship that I don't like or anything like that. I can have my most amazing life. The life that is perfectly suited to me, not to Jim Bob down the street, not to Janie up the street, to me. And I really want to just say to you all that it's not going to be an easy process. The law of attraction is a law that is constantly working, but it doesn't work like, oh yeah, I want this, so I'm going to get it right now. No, you have to have a vision of what you want your life to look like on the screen of your mind at all times. You have to hold that vision even when you are in the most dire situations and decide that by hook or by crook, I will manifest that vision and I am prepared to go through whatever it takes for me to get there. When you commit to that, there are magical things that will start to happen in your life, things that you will not be able to explain, because the universe works in magical ways and the universe loves a stubborn heart. When you have your heart into it, you are more likely to manifest that vision and for you to live a life that you truly love, not something that society is saying that you should do based on these characteristics and what you look like, but instead based on what you feel in your soul is an authentic life for you. Authenticity is your superpower. The only thing that you need to do is decide that you are worthy of living an authentic life. I think most people don't think they're worthy of having the life that they want. I know that I was one of those people for a really, really long time. This is why I suggest so much that people really invest in mental health and just figuring out what tools will help them to overcome whatever wounds they incurred in childhood, and affirmations in the morning, meditation in the morning, exercise. When you get everything in your head right, calm, cool, collected, then you're much better able to figure out what it is that you even like. So I'm definitely going to be going into this in future episodes, but I want to thank you all for tuning in today for another episode. Until next time, I love you all. Peace out.